Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a grand good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. And I know everybody is probably out there still doing some shopping. And we're going to help you spend those hard-earned dollars today.
Absolutely.
Harold and I are going to do our annual practical Christmas gifts for hunters and anglers.
Well, maybe something impractical, too. I mean, you got to have fun. It's that time of the year.
Something for hunters and anglers, I can't think of anything that wouldn't be fun.
You know, but you
fun.
Look at it and you go, what? My late mother had a fabulous sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And she goes, like, you don't need anything anyway. And so one Christmas, and I still have them, she gave me a pair of Grinch that spoiled Christmas boxer shorts.
Okay.
And I look at them every once in a while because I don't wear boxer shorts, but I still look at that and think of Mom. So you never know where memories come from.
Yeah, and way too much information. So, hey, we got a great show headed your way. We do have some good ideas for those hunters and anglers on your Christmas list. Plus, we've got a little outdoor news as we move toward the close of 2017. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 14 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Bah, humbug.
Don't do that.
Have you been to the mall lately?
No,
I was forced to go to the mall last weekend because my dishwasher cratered. And oh my goodness, what a madhouse.
I don't do malls. Don't do malls at all. But I tell you what, during this season of giving, mm-hmm. hunters, listen up. We got some numbers that are somewhat reflective and surprising, actually, from the National Shooting Sports Foundation for what hunters do give to the needy in the way of meals.
Okay, great.
And annually, more than 11 million meals are provided to the less fortunate through donation of venison by hunters.
Okay.
That's nearly 2.8 million pounds of game. That's given away to shelters, food banks, and church kitchens. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're saying on average, 6.5 million white-tailed deer are harvested each year by hunters. Of that, The guesstimate is about 55% doe. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. 45% bucks. This equates to 1.6 billion meals, representing 6.5 billion in meat. That's 400 million pounds of meat, all right?
That's a bunch.
Top five states nationally for venison donation. This is a bit surprising.
Okay.
Virginia, number one.
Okay.
405,000 pounds.
Wow.
Iowa, 312,000 pounds.
That's more surprising. But okay.
Yeah. Missouri, 237,000 pounds. Uh-huh. Texas, 214,000. That is almost 50% of what Virginia gives. Mm-hmm. And then Ohio, 108,000 pounds of meat comes in at 5%. By region, if you were to look at and divide the, you know, Northeast is the upper portion of the Northeastern Eastern Seaboard. Donates about 7.2%. This is a little surprising. Out west, where you've got elk and mule deer, right, pronghorn,
right,
only represents 1% of the total donation.
Right. Well, I'm surprised that really Pennsylvania wasn't on that list, because that's a big deer hunting state.
Evidently, I guess like out west, you know, they
keep it
and use it long well, winters.
And then imagine, you know, where you throw in the donated hog meat and the waterfowl.
And that's part of it. Yeah. You know, in addition to the white-tailed deer, mm-hmm, you know, other types of game, you know, are donated during hunting seasons. You mentioned hogs. You mentioned waterfowl. Add to that list bear.
Okay.
Okay. Moose, elk, antelope, pheasant, turkey. So, you know, it all certainly goes to help. The split on where the greatest donation, 46.1% is in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in the South, 45.7%. So we're right in there. And of
That's
course,
good.
This goes to Hunters for the Hungry, Hunters Helping the Hungry, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry are just some of the organizations that are supported. Weather walked in, and Bob Vance and me says, oh, the old Farmer's Almanac. You know, they are predicting that Christmas weekend, we're supposed to have some cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
More cold weather.
Right.
May have some more of the white stuff floating around.
See, I missed the snow in Houston a week or so ago. I was up to the country in Mason County.
And it didn't snow there.
No, it didn't snow there. You know, it was predicted there. I went through some flurries. I mean, very, very light flurries, but
right,
stopped at about Burnett.
Right.
And then talking to friends back here, and some it was interesting. My mechanic, Wayne Gronin, Wayne had 3 inches at his shop.
I had that at the house.
Yeah.
In Northwest Houston. Right?
And it's a shame, too, because if I'd been here, that would have been the 6th time I would have seen snow in my life in Houston, Texas.
Really? reflecting on the snow event that happened along the Texas coast and
right
in Southeast Texas.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
But it was cold up at the ranch. It was 20. We hit 20.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know, just put another jacket on.
Yeah,
put a sweater on.
I did.
Another pair of long handles.
I did.
Something. But what cracked me up was the tweet that I guess was published. I don't tweet, you know,
mm-hmm,
but I saw the clip of it of J.J. Watt, you know, the Houston Texan.
Right.
Going nuts, saying he never thought, and this is a kid that grew up in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah,
and he never thought he would see snow in Houston.
That's great.
Anyway,
that's great.
Yeah, it is great. Mentioned this last week, and as you all are looking, and we're going to talk more about that, about this topic next week, about mm-hmm things to do with the family outdoors, because it is a time to be with family. It's a great time to be
absolutely
outdoors,
absolutely.
And of course, the Guadalupe River is a great place to go. Just a beautiful river. South of the Canyon Reservoir Dam, where they stock, and we actually have a naturally reproducing population of rainbow trout. But I want to mention this. We mentioned it last week, some access points that are available to, you know, go in and fish. And these are open from, they open December 1st, and they're going to run through basically March 9th. That's when it starts to get too warm,
mm-hmm,
and they stop stocking. Camp Weco Springs, Whitewater Sports, Guadalupe River Resort, Mountain Breeze Campground. You go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website, tpwd.texas.gov, to get more specific information.
Well, also traveling around this time of year, too, the Hill Country, you know, Christmas light trail, as it were, all of those really nice county seats, places like, you know, Marble Falls and Fredericksburg and Mason and so on, they just do a beautiful job decorating for the holidays. And it's just great to drive around and look at this stuff.
You know, you mentioned the Hill Country. I mean, obviously, you got deep roots out there. But I know East Texas, similarly, some of the small communities. You know, I bet there's been occasions over the past years when I've driven through there during the holidays, and it's amazing. Then you've got your state parks with a lot going on. And again, we'll get into that in greater detail. I mentioned weather. And again, I go back to the old Farmer's Almanac, and I started – and then I
yes, he's flipping the pages right now.
Yes, I'm thumbing through the pages right now. But generally, they keep saying that our winter is going to be cold and wet in the southern half of the Lone Star State. Northern half, and literally you can just about cut a line right through the state, it's going to be cold and snowy. All right, so we'll see how that plays out. Specifics for the month of December, and as we look toward Christmas – they're saying rainy and cold, so we'll see if that really plays out. You know,
I may have mentioned this last week, but I got to mention it again as you're talking about the weather, because it didn't get quite as cold as quick as the Farmer's Almanac thought. But then I guess they like making up for it,
right?
And my good friend and great gun writer Sheriff Jim Wilson, I just love this. He did a Facebook thing. Because I told you about this on Facebook, because Jim has these historical things. We've got, like, on this date, Wyatt Earp did such and such. It's very interesting. And he's quite a gun writer. But he did a thing to my friends in Amarillo, bring in your brass monkey last week, you know, because of the Siberian Express heading down. You know, it was great.
Yeah, but, you know, your late wife was from Minnesota.
Yeah.
I've got friends up there.
Love the seasons, but one.
Oh, brutal. But it doesn't look as though that part of the country, and which is surprising, because it's got to pass through there. It's got to come from there to get to here, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't look like that part of the country is going to be quite as
cold.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah,
you know,
actually, just kind
of. I just wish some of the wet would go to California. Oh, my goodness, again. I mean, how tragic the fires.
Yeah.
And in town, I mean, you're looking at high-end areas in Santa Barbara and Ventura and stuff like that. Amazing.
When you're driving down the highways, it's from the video clips, the news clips that have been published or produced. It's amazing, and you just see this glow of embers, you know, and fire. Yeah, it really has been. If you think about what has occurred this year with the tropical weather that we've had and the impact, and then the dry patterns, and it's just kind of like it hits. You know, there was a time when I guess this was back in the early 90s because I was on the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation board, and we went to Yellowstone.
Right.
Devastating fires that impacted. And, you know, it's taken a while for it to come back. In the high country, aspens are the first thing to return.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But there's so, you know, even the management of our forest, you know, forest lands, BLM, right. National Forest Service.
Right.
Become so political as to whether or not to remove standing dead timber, you know, and the underbrush. Do you stop fires or do you let it burn naturally, you know, and let it naturally occur? And the argument just continues.
Well, and this has been going on forever. As far as, global warming, and it bothers me because it's like the whole thing. The whole globe is not warming. Parts of the globe are warming. And that's been going on forever. But do we pump too much crap in the air? Lord, yes. I mean, we really need to get on that. We really, really do. And they can filter it, and the consumer's going to pay for it.
But here's the deal. Yes, we should.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's don't tie our hands.
Well, you can't do it with a broad brush. That's the situation.
No, but there are other countries that get a pass, okay? And that's where there's a problem.
Correct.
We can't solve the problem just by ourselves. Yes, we should do.
But, well, we can't.
But do that because it's the environment, not because some scientist is saying, well, since we started recording, you know, well, hey, Mother Earth is a lot older than that,
correct.
You know, and
correct.
Went through a lot more. Let's not overreact. All right. Now that we have expressed and we got political and we weren't going to get political today.
Oh, no. Want to talk religion now?
No. What we want to do is take a break.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
and we come back, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road, plus the outdoor report. It's headed your way.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Legacy, the Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo. Held at the beautiful Dallas Convention Center, Legacy will feature over 1,800 exhibits, all ready to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Put Legacy on your calendar, January 4th through 7th at the Dallas Convention Center. DSC, bringing the hunting world to you.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
America's best-selling truck for 40 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ah, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 40 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 40 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, what's it been, on or off the road this week?
Well, it has been on, and don't ask me the towing, but I got to talk about it because it's so darn much fun. I like to say there ain't no bad infinity, and they are wonderful cars, especially for the dollars. They really give you a lot of value. The 2017 Infiniti Q60 Red Sport 400, it is a luxury performance coupe, and you know I got a lead foot. I love to drive the twisties. I love to put my foot in it, of course, in a controlled course, friends, and all perfectly legal and safe. Anyway, this is just absolutely great looking car. It's just drop dead beautiful. It's got a 3-liter V6 twin turbo engine in it with direct fuel injection. It's 400 horsepower. The car weighs about 12 pounds. 350 pound feet of torque, turbo speed sensors, a higher capacity air to water intercooler with dual coolant pumps. I mean, this thing is born to roar. Rear wheel drive, 7-speed automatic transmission, manual shift mode with downshift rev matching paddle shifters. Summer performance staggered tires on this thing, smaller in the front, bigger in the rear. Sport brakes, larger rotors. Zero lift aerodynamic concept on this thing. Their drive mode selector, vehicle speed sensitive power steering, hill start assist, aluminum accented pedals, and their exclusive, of course, Red Sport 400 exhaust tips. It is good looking, luxurious. LED lamps everywhere, front, rear, sides, driver's seat with lumbar and side bolsters to help hold you in when you do the twisties. Carbon fiber interior trim, a nicely stitched dashboard, welcome lighting. Hello, when you get in. Flexible stop position doors, folding rear seat. You can haul some stuff in this thing. Nice rear view monitor. Their in-touch system, a Bose Performance stereo speaker system, and the volume goes up the faster you go. safety, certainly. Side impact airbags, roof-mounted curtain side impact bags, everything. Anti-lock brakes, brake assist, electric brake force distribution. This one had extra goodies. The base vehicle is 51, but this one had the technology package with things like distance control assist, blind spot intervention, lane departure warning, lane departure prevention with active lane control, kind of takes over the wheel a little bit from you. Auto leveling, adapted front lighting system, high beam assist. Then the direct adaptive steering silver optic fiber interior package with blind spot warning, predictive forward collision warning, front and rear parking sensors, more, and the premium package with heated front seats, heated steering wheel, remote engine start, and more. So this thing topped out at 60, but that's loaded to the gills. And this thing will last forever. Fabulous car. So you want to feel sporty. 20 miles per gallon in the city, 27 on the highway if you don't lead foot it too much. Check it out, the 2017 Infiniti Q60 Red Sport 400.
All right, it's time for the Outdoor Report. And we mentioned it's getting colder. Mm-hmm. Lake water temperatures are dropping. Power plant lakes are starting to generate electricity, which means warm water discharge, and opportunities are there. But basically, fishing's just been fair, with a few exceptions, and okay, we tell you the good stuff.
Well, they're trying to figure out the weather.
Yeah, right, they are.
Right. Water verse.
But on Choke Canyon, black bass have been good on Fire Tiger soft plastics with chartreuse tails and shad-colored rattle traps. Channel and blue catfish are good on punch bait in 2 to 7 feet of water. Falcon, channel and blue catfish, very good on shrimp, cut bait, and stink bait. Lake Brownwood, best bite, crappie on little fishies and minnows over brush piles. Lake Coleman, black bass are good on tequila, sunrise, soft plastic, spinner baits, and hybrid stripers are good on white striper jigs.
Okay.
That's for my region.
There we go. Well,
that's it.
Let's go to East Texas. Okay, Conroe. Black bass are slow on Texas rigs, watermelon seed jigs, lipless chrome crankbaits. Striped bass are good on chartreuse striper jigs. Fork, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Lake of the Pines, white bass are good on minnows and slabs. Monticello, crappie are good on minnows. Sam Rayburn, brim are good on worms. Toledo Bend, channel and blue cats are good on liver, shrimp, and stinky bait. Bass Drop, channel and blue cats are good on stink bait, chicken liver, and night crawlers. Fayette, black bass are good on electric blue Carolina rig soft plastic worms and spinner baits along the outside edges of grass. Channel and blue cats are good on stink bait and shrimp over baited holes. Palestine, black bass are good on bladed jigs, finesse jigs, and Texas rig craws. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Richland Chambers, crappie are good on minnows. Tewakinee, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Texoma, black bass are good on suspending jerk baits, cinco's, and shaky head worms. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Whitney, catfish are good on shrimp, liver, and stink bait. Going to Central Texas, Big Lake, Buckhannon, black bass are good on watermelon red grubs on jig heads. Texas rig blue flake, scoundrel worms, and suspending blue back fat-free shads along the ledges and points in 10 to 20 feet. Striped bass are good on drifting live shad and jigging spoiler shad swim baits and perch minnows in 25 to 40 feet of water. Canyon, smallmouth bass are good on red grub, smoke red flake tubes on jig heads and smoke drop shot worms along main lake points. LBJ, black bass are good on PBJ colored snag proof jigs, pumpkin worms and green pumpkin tubes. White bass are good on silver perch minnows and spoiler shad. Travis, crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs.
Okay, on the coast, north winds blow and water leaves the bays, and that's pretty much what's been happening. Our tides have really dropped out all along the Texas coast, as well as over around Big Lake and in southwest Louisiana. But fishing's been good. It's concentrating the fish, deeper holes, guts, and channels. That's something for you to key on. Birds occasionally are working, but biggest thing is look for those deeper drops when you're running, regardless of where you're going. Slow it down because where there once was water, there may not be, and right. You could end up coming to an abrupt halt.
You're right.
As well as having a trip to the mechanic.
I saw that once on Conroe once, okay, and I was playing golf on the edge of the Lake Conroe, and I look over and there's somebody just hauling, and all of a sudden, and they both just went over the top.
Jettisoned.
Weren't hurt, fortunately, but.
Did they have life jackets on?
Yeah.
They did.
They were lucky on that.
There's the other thing, folks. And make sure that the operator has a kill switch attached so that, everyone's protected. Offshore has kind of slowed down a bit as well out of Freeport. But an area that you may want to fish is along the intercoastal waterway, the entire length of it, all through Texas, even coming through Louisiana. There's some opportunities there. Deeper water, fish will congregate on warm days. They're going to move up to the flats. And also your deeper holes in like residential subdivisions, coastal canal type subdivisions, are places like the Brownsville Ship Channel, all good places.
Okay. Very good.
All right.
Best beds?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's check the Texas Outdoors Journal. That's my favorite magazine, by the way. Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, that's a string of 5 good days. Thursday slips to fair. Wednesday's another good one. Next Saturday and Sunday are our 2 best days of the week. This weekend, as well as Monday, look for game to be active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so expect game to be actively feeding from early afternoon until the early evening hours right around sunset. Next weekend, this most active period will occur from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours. On Monday, December the 18th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, there will be a double tide schedule of 2 high and 2 low tides each day. Thursday is a three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday are a trio of days with a single tide schedule of one high, one low each day.
All right, on the hunting scene, everything pretty well has opened. And if you're going to hunt pheasant in 37 Panhandle counties, you need to do that by the end of the year because it closes on December 31st. Looking ahead, North Texas general whitetail deer season and Rio Grande turkey season will close January 7. South Texas for the same species close January 21. Duck season, wherever it is, runs through January 28. Same thing on Sandhill Cranes in Zone A and B. What else we got here? Dusky ducks, duck season. You've got in the west zone, light and dark season through February 4. But don't forget after the 28th in the north and south zones, you've got the late conservation season. Javelina season, the north zone through February 25th. Same thing for squirrel season in the 51 East Texas counties. Good time to get out and spot, you know, when there's no leaves.
Right.
To set up for come May when squirrel season resumes. And finally, javelina season, the south zone, opens September 1 and runs through August 31.
Very good. It was interesting. Last week, I was doing some test driving, the new QX80 from our friends at Infiniti in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And practically everywhere I looked, because we're getting out in the countryside too, were Canadian geese.
Really?
All over the place.
Yeah.
They got the hint, I guess. They started to move down.
I actually, years ago, went to visit my brother-in-law, and we went to the Eastern Waterfowl Festival. Heard about that forever.
Oh, okay.
Eastern Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And go in, and now, you know, he grew up in Garwood, we're looking around, and there's a snow goose mount. And everybody's just, wow, snow goose. Look at the snow goose.
Right.
And Richard and I are going, what?
You know? Right.
Well, they don't really have snow geese over there. It's the Canada geese.
The Canadas, yeah, right.
So. All right, little holiday
insight
for you.
Well, I threw it in. I was on the Chevrolet Proving Grounds on their test track, and it was all the twisties.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was going on corner four, watch out for the goose poop, because they're all in there. And, of course, it's like you know, driving on Vaseline or something. You know, you got to be really careful. You know, we try to scare them off, but they
isn't there something? Never mind. Well, there's this right. Old saying.
Yeah.
Right.
About grease? I don't know.
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, well, y'all ponder that thought. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to check out a few gifts to give an angler here on Texas Outdoor News.
Ha, la, 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 la.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the reach-out-and-touch-something 4x12x50 with a big light-gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. Oh, we're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it's time to go shopping, folks.
Oh, indeed.
For the angler on your list.
Remember, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping.
That's what I've always heard.
That's right.
Lots of options for you, but there's also a few things to caution you about, particularly if you're dealing with someone that's somewhat experienced.
Okay.
Much like we will tell people when we in the next segment about hunters.
Right.
Fishing rods and reels can be a very personal thing.
Like hats.
Yeah. Differential in stature and size of the individual and ability. But if you're going to buy some equipment, particularly for, say, kids, buy some good stuff.
Right.
Okay. It's very tempting to initially give them the cute pink or the, you know, fluorescent, you know, chartreuse or whatever.
Mickey Mouse all over it or
something. But if you're going to do that, don't just give it to them and go, here.
Mm-hmm.
Take the time to spend some time with them to teach them how to use it. And that includes giving them little casting plugs. They're cheap.
I was going to ask you about that. That's the little – I didn't know the casting plug. I just call that rubber thing.
Yeah. Looks kind of like a –
looks like a weight sort of. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Those are great.
But also –
and they bounce, too.
They bounce and go to a big parking lot, you know, when no one's there.
Right.
And get you some hula hoops, you know.
A target. Okay.
A target.
Very good.
And, you know, even if they miss – but, again, when you're shooting, teaching, you want positive results.
Correct.
Okay. So – do something close and
or start them pitching at about 5 feet out.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. They got to, because they've got, it's like when you teach somebody to shoot, they got to hit something.
Absolutely.
No target too close.
Right. Right. Also, maybe we talk about PFDs from a safety standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's on a boat. Maybe they need to replace that. Okay. That's, or, you know, the latest inflatable.
Right.
Those are great.
They really are.
They really are. And
like wearing suspenders.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. So you know, those are just a few ideas. Stocking stuffers.
Uh-huh.
All right. Some of the hottest baits that we've been talking about for the past several years is from Unfair Lures.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. UnfairLures.com. And get ready for the spring season on the coast. When water comes back into our back lake areas and we have the flooding spring tides, DOA's got a topwater that looks like a cigar, okay? And it's weedless. And it's really, really a great little bait that and it's like a PT-10. PT-7.
Because if you sort of don't know something yourself, I mean, don't be afraid to ask. That's the thing, too. You know, you're like your spouse is a fisher person.
Right.
But you're not that much into it, but you want to give them something.
Right.
And go to a good tackle store and just go, hey, I really don't know this stuff, but here's what my spouse does or and what they fish for and so on. Could you have some suggestions?
And if the people, the personnel in that store go, I don't know, then leave. You know, you're in the wrong store.
Store.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's real simple. But going back to the DOA PT-7, this is good for fresh or salt water.
Oh.
Can be rigged weedless. You can throw it right in the grass on the coast. You can throw it up into tight cover on area lakes. And it is really a neat bait.
And I think if you really care, you could buy them some really nice sunscreen.
Yeah. You know.
I mean, really?
You know, if they fish with bait, get some sunscreen that doesn't kill the bait, you know, or doesn't provide a scent.
Right.
And the final thing that you can do is buy them a fishing trip with a guide.
There you go.
Whether it's on an area lake or on the coast, particularly our mid-coast friends or really anywhere. I mean, everybody, go fish and go, hey, I bought you something, but I need to share it with you.
Right. And you can find a lot of those in the back pages of Texas Outdoors Journal magazine.
You can.
Or call Chambers of Commerce and stuff like that.
Exactly. They have a list of information on many of their websites. One final thing about equipment that some people may not think about. We mentioned the rainbow trout. A lot of people don't have the lightweight spinning tackle.
Right.
Okay. Which is great and which you're going to want to use for those rainbow trout or stream type fishing. You can take it to the high country should you visit, you know, Colorado or some other place to fish for fish in those locales.
Right.
Okay. All right. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to give gifts to the hunter here on Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Being in a cooperative means having someone at your side, sharing the struggle and the rewards. As the most experienced agricultural lender in Texas, Capital Farm Credit returns most of our profits back to our borrowers. More than $500 million over the last 10 years. Whether you're a farmer, rancher, or rural landowner, we're all in this together. And together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
The place to stock up on ammunition is Carter's Country for practice, self-defense, or hunting. Carter's has everything you need from Federal and Estate cartridge. Federal's American Eagle practice ammo is priced right, with 9mm at just $4.97 a box and 45 at only $21.97. The superior performance of HydroShock pistol ammo can be yours in 9mm for $23.97, 38 Special for $22.97, 40 Smith & Wesson and 45 Auto is only $24.97. For the bird hunter, Federal's Top Gun shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.87 for a 25-round box, and the Estate heavy game shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.47 a box. For practice or plenty of hunting, it's hard to beat the economically priced Estate game and target shot shells in 12 or 20 gauge for only $5.97 a box. Stock up right now at all four Carter's Country locations. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Legacy, the Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo. Held at the beautiful Dallas Convention Center, Legacy will feature over 1,800 exhibits, all ready to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Put Legacy on your calendar, January 4th through 7th at the Dallas Convention Center. DSC, bringing the hunting world to you.
Went in and resigned, that's what he did.
We're back. And we're just jabbering
about politics. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, it's time to continue our conversation on gifts for the outdoorsman or woman.
Yep.
And for hunters, I know that you are, you know, you got a whole raft of ideas.
Well, and you can find them in the pages of Texas Outdoor Journal, too. But the first thing, because I'm looking at their ad for this week, get a gift certificate from Carter's Country.
That'll work.
That's an easy fix, okay? But me, I'm one of those knife nuts also. And I just think, you know, every hunter likes knives. And our good friends at Columbia River Knife and Tool just keep coming up with stuff that is really, really, really neat. And they use some of the great designers on the planet that they work in cooperation with. So one of their early designers was the late, great Kit Carson, and they've got these M16 knives. A little tactical, but also you know, you want to be safe out there. It's got a big sizable flipper on it, opens up real easy. It's got a liner lock, locks up like a bank vault, and they're very inexpensive. You're like the $50, $60 range. They got a neat little thing they came out with this year called the Prima Tool. It's this little teeny thing. It fits on a key ring, and it's got built-in, it's got black oxide-coated stainless on the thing. Got a lanyard hole. It's got a little hex wrench inside it at a quarter inch, 3/8, 5/16, 7/16. Upper edge, an effective bottle opener. It's got a carabiner to hook it with. And the thing is $8, excuse me, $9.99.
Hmm.
I mean, because that, you know, that's a lot of stuffing. Our friends at Browning, because we did this in the article, it's such a gorgeous knife. Their Buckmark Hunter is just a tremendous for, you know, for cleaning. Great looking knife. It's got a nice leather sheath with it. Gorgeous looking handle is two-tone zebra and ebony hardwood. It's a nice drop point. 3 1/8 inch of stainless steel, which is great, very capable, and it's only $34.99. And something from the article, our friend Tom Hewitt, who does so much with the Operation Orphans, did this thing in the article about the hanging judge, which combines a gambrel, you know, for hanging your deer, and a digital scale. So it allows you to hang it, weigh it, dress it, quarter it without the hassle of first, you know, hanging it, what's it weigh, you know, with everything in it, and then take it down, and then start processing and then hang it back up and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And he bought one from reading the article.
Cool. Tell you what, we can't talk about knives without mentioning our friend Charles Allen, Knives of Alaska and Diamond Blades. And let me tell you what, Knives of Alaska, phenomenal. Diamond Blades, just new technology, state of the art. And DiamondBladeKnives.com or DiamondBladesKnives.com or KnivesOfAlaska.com.
Right.
Looking for hog hunters, okay? If you're a hog hunter, someone going, hey, you want to do something in the off-season? Saw this last summer and fell in love with it and will have the opportunity to actually hunt with it in February. Murray Choate, Liberty Hill, Texas. These are native Texans. Have Slow Glow Hunting Lights, okay? SlowGlowHunting.com. And it's basically a light that comes on toward a feeder and very slowly builds in intensity.
Okay.
And you can operate it remotely where you have pigs around. It's kind of like cameras where you're going to have a number of stations. They're very affordable. The all-in-one is like $199. Okay. But you can actually walk up behind it. Hogs can't see it, can't see you. Obviously, you got to play the wind in your favor, but again, slowglowhunting.com. What you got?
Okay, something that it's brand new and it's out of the Houston area, too. This thing is very cool because, you know, when we get it, we want to cook it after we process it, and there's a company called Fire Disc. It's a portable propane cooker. And it's easily transportable, and it assembly and disassembly is very simple, easy to bring along. It fits easily into a truck or a boat or an RV. It has two stand sections that lock together without tools, and the disc itself sits on top of the stand. It takes seconds to put this thing together. Constructed of really heavy-duty, high-polished, tempered, ultra-high carbon steel. And it's like a big skillet, but it's angled a certain way. So the deep pan is for like deep frying and soups and stews and chili and larger volumes of food. Perfect for chicken fried everything. And the shallow pan is more like a wok. But the way the big one is set up, the further away from the center is like cooler. So you can cook different things at the same time. 36-inch stand or the 24-inch one. Little propane bottles go with it. And it's absolutely incredible. FireDiscCookers.com. They also have a full line of accessories and covers and spatulas and all kind of stuff with it. It's a neat, neat piece of equipment.
Wow. Communication. Whether you're a boater and you're thinking about fishing anywhere, particularly near shore or offshore, maybe along the coast, maybe it's inland lakes. When I come up to your part of the hill country, my cellular service goes away.
Right.
And I hunt, you know, a ranch up there, and my service, I'm just out of touch.
Right.
All right. Satellite phone.
Yes.
Satellite phone, folks. And if you think about it, think of the weather that we've already had this year with the hurricane, okay? Service knocked out. Think about what happens if we do have a cold, wet.
Right.
If we have an ice event anywhere in the Lone Star State, lines go down.
Right.
You know? Guard Line Communications, they've got GCOM and our buddy Rick Henniger. You can give them a call. Great lineup, great plans. It is insurance.
Yes.
It is insurance, folks. I promise you.
Well, it's a full range of prices, I know, because I looked at those sometime back. I can't quote them. Maybe you can, but also this global.
Oh.
You can take it anywhere, friends.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
If you're in the high country and, you know, you're somewhere, if you can see the sky, you know, and you can acquire satellite.
Right.
You know, you can go for it. You can give them a call at 877-614-2666. Again, 877-614-2666. Or go to g-com.us. And com has two M's. g-com.us. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, something from people. Google this one. Kula Buck. I mean, you look at this. Man, is that cool? Because, you know, you get up to your place and then, you know, you don't have space. How do you cool things off? And it's like a, you know, a portable refrigerator. It's state-of-art meat processing products that the Kula Buck makes. But this is a portable refrigeration system. Tips of scales at 205 pounds, but it's big. It's a pop-up cooler. It's 3 feet wide, 3 feet deep, 6.5 feet tall. In the interior, 58.5 cubic feet and 600 pounds ceiling strength to support your hanging elk or deer or whatever. Operates on 110-volt electrical power. So if you got your generator out there. It'll handle it very easily, and it's easy to set up, easy to take down. A good size one's a couple of grand, but I mean, it lasts forever. Koola Buck, KOOLA.
For bird hunters.
Yeah.
Waterfowl season, we talk about that. Great opportunity, and it's very affordable. One of the biggest things I hear from people, particularly those newcomers to the Lone Star State, oh, well, you don't have the hunting we got back. You know, it's so expensive to hunt. Remove antlers from the hunting equation.
Right.
Whitetail deer. You know, it's still very affordable. Mm-hmm. You know, exotic game animals, very affordable.
Yep.
Got free ranging exotics. You can also go to some of the bird preserves where you can hunt pheasant, quail, chucker. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like playing golf. You can go for a round, you know, and go shoot some birds, have a great meal, you know, that evening of fresh, you know, harvested, you know, birds.
Yep.
And there are a number of them out there. Leon Randerman in Columbus, Texas, Top Flight Hunting Preserve is one that comes to mind.
Also, there's places out there, if you look, there's a lot of really fun hog hunts. Then they charge you $1 a pound, but that's dressed.
Okay.
So think about that. Yeah. You know, 100 pounds of meat, $100.
Sure.
And you have a nice hunt. You got to clean things up, though, after you use them, friends. And this is an interesting thing from our friends at Tipton, the gun cleaning supply company. It's their Power Clean Electric Gun Cleaning Brush Kit. It's powered by 4 AA batteries, sealed from solvent, so the unit has 4 interchangeable heads with bristles of stainless, plastic, and bronze, depending on the surface you're after. There's also an interchangeable bronze boar brush head that accepts all 8x32 thread cleaning brush tips. 22 caliber bronze boar brush is included, but this thing, it pulses 3,600 oscillations a minute, and it really makes fast work out of a lot of hard-to-reach spots and hard-to-clean spots, especially like chambers. And the thing's only $47.99. That's from Battenfeld Technologies. It's at btibrands.com. Very cool, the Tipton Power Clean Electric Brush Kit.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, there's a whole bunch more that we can continue to talk about. You know, your gift-giving options are only limited by your own imagination.
Absolutely.
So, all right.
And when in doubt, wool socks.
And gift certificates.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we're going to take a break. We've still got more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
If you're hoping to avoid the holiday crowds this season, hurry into the Jeep Big Finish event for great deals on the entire lineup of highly capable Jeep brand vehicles. Then just sit back and wait for Mother Nature to dump several inches of the white stuff and hit the road while others avoid it. And do it in style and luxury with Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Or Cherokee with its legendary 4x4 capability, pretty much guaranteeing you'll have the entire mall all to yourself. Then there's the all-new Jeep Compass with available 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen. And Jeep Renegade with available MySky open-air roof system so you can take it all in while taking all your technology with you. Come in now to the Jeep Big Finish event and save yourself a lot of hassle and get yourself a great deal. Available four-wheel drive, Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it is time for the Outdoor Calendar. What's coming up, Harold?
Okay, opened on Friday the 15th, and that's the late dove season in the North Zone, 105 counties. For all of these, for information, consult the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Outdoor Annual or go to the website, get the free app. Also opening on Friday the 15th and running through January 7th, the late dove season in the Central Zone. That's 138 counties. December 16th, Archery 101, the Resaca de la Palma State Park, Brownsville. And they're going to teach you how to do it. They're providing bows, arrows, the whole thing. Don't bring your own equipment. And meet at the visitor center down there. December 16 to January 21, the Sandhill Crane season in 51 counties.
Zone C.
Yep. You need that migratory game bird stamp and the federal Sandhill Crane permit, by the way. You know, go to one of those great places. Go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, here's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 40 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Take a truck over to Carter's Country because right now, 12 months, totally free financing, factory rebates. You can save up to 40% on lots of stuff. How about a Remington 700 ADL scope combo? Calibers from 270 up to 30-06, only $399.97. The Smith & Wesson M&P 15 Sport AR, fabulous firearm. Only $589.97. That's $49 a month, friends. They got a Ruger 10/22 scope combo. This is very cool, $349.97. And for concealed carry, it keeps going down. The Ruger LCP 380, only $199.97. Just some of the great values right now at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961, and remember, free financing. We are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there, friends, so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.